podcast. For those of you in the know, we're going to be talking Deadpool.
Spoilers, 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 spoilers.
Lots of spoilers.
Spoilers, spoilers.
None of us are wearing a Deadpool shirt.
Dubsteps for pussies. Dubsteps
So first and foremost, like, basic review. If you like the first Deadpool movie, you'll like this. It's just, it's kind of more the same. It ups the ante a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's what you like about the original Deadpool with a couple new characters.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So
I would say you probably should see the first one if you haven't, before you see the second one. Because I feel like a lot of the jokes...
You know, I honestly don't even think that you need to give that precursor, because I feel if someone didn't see the first Deadpool, they're probably not interested in seeing this one.
Probably.
Because they're probably just like, they're probably just like, that movie's not for me.
Yeah.
My Jon Snow picture's a little off. It's a little crooked.
Fix that later. That happened.
Probably just Sean
jumping around
upstairs. Yeah. Yeah, just shaking things. So, I mean, it was a very funny movie. I laughed a lot. And,
we were
in kind of a quiet theater, man. Which
yeah, your audience sucked.
I didn't mind. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of like, I still need to go back and see Infinity War again.
Yeah.
Just because I missed a couple lines because people were cheering, people were laughing.
Yeah.
What was the joke that I laughed at that no one laughed at?
Oh, the Rob Liefeld joke.
Oh, yeah, there was a Rob Liefeld, like, pun, because Deadpool was talking about who would create a character like that. Probably somebody who can't draw feet.
And I was, because I saw it twice already, Friday night. I also was the only one that laughed at that joke, and I laughed way too hard and loud.
Yeah, I laughed a very hearty laugh at that, and I was the only one. I'm sure everyone's sitting around is like, what the fuck was so funny about that joke to that guy?
Fuck you, that's what's so funny about that joke.
But that's probably the only punchline we're really going to share, because we'll probably talk about plot points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil jokes.
Yeah, that would be... Because, I mean, that's a good chunk of the movie.
Yeah, because I think probably everybody kind of figures out that Deadpool and Cable fight in the beginning and then team up in the end.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens in these superhero movies.
Exactly.
Also, don't look for any real originality here, because, like we said, it's just like the original Deadpool movie, just keeping up the ante. So there's not going to be any groundbreaking things here like the first one was.
No.
There's some nice pot shots at Hugh Jackman.
There's
and,
a lot of parody.
Wolverine.
There's a lot of parody.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mentions of MCU stuff.
Yeah, and DCEU.
And DCEU. That was great.
Because, the one from the trailer. See, the one from the trailer where he goes, you're so dark. Are you sure you're not in the DC Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
I really thought that was just for the trailer. I thought they just, dubbed over a line that he said.
Yeah, that was actually one of the few things that wasn't just for the trailer.
Yeah, there's. I like what they did. And this is not a thing about reshoots or different takes. I think they actually put some stuff in the trailer.
Actually, I just saw an article before we started recording. They're saying they recorded stuff specifically for the trailer to fool the audience.
Yeah, which I like what they did, because Avengers did that too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I mean, that I like it when movies do that, because
it keeps
you surprised. Yeah. The only downside is when you see a scene in a trailer, you're like, oh, I can't wait to see that whole scene. And it's not in there,
mm-hmm.
then I'm just kind of like, shit. But, you know, it keeps surprises. Like, I heard there was a mystery villain. Like we said, spoilers, we're going to spoil that mystery villain.
Yeah.
I was hoping for Sinister.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
Sinister or Apocalypse, because those are kind of two people who are constantly after Cable.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and neither one of them show up. It was Juggernaut, and Juggernaut fully realized, like, he's not just Vinnie Jones.
Which, Vinnie Jones...
A costume, but... Juggernaut's what he should be, a big CGI dude.
Yeah.
Because Juggernaut's basically the size of the Hulk. So having just like a regular guy with a muscle suit on.
Yeah. I wouldn't have minded Vinnie Jones voicing him.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, I don't know
who voiced him?
No.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds voiced Juggernaut.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I was kind of hoping for Vinnie Jones to do the voice acting for that, but I could have cared less.
Yeah, I could take it or leave it. It's one of those things like, if he did it, awesome. If he didn't do it, okay. I'm sure he's busy, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, and this is kind of a minor plot hole thing, because they had him contained, but I don't think he ever had a collar on. So how'd they have him contained? Because he had his
plot
helmet.
Holes!
Yeah, which I'm not going to worry about in
a
Deadpool
movie.
And
a random spider crawling up the wall next to your picture of, what's his face? I just saw it crawling up the wall.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a little itty-bitty spider.
Yeah.
But yeah, just minor plot hole, like nothing like
that. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Sleepover, because yeah. It was nice to see Juggernaut in the movie. It was, and as Juggernaut.
Yeah, it was good to see Juggernaut as Juggernaut, and then I finally got my Colossus Juggernaut fight in a movie.
Yeah, which was a fun fight.
Yeah.
And
I think how he had a dent in his forehead, too.
I think my favorite reoccurring joke was Deadpool saying, "Bye, Yu-Gi-Oh!" Whatever that girl's name.
Yukio,
yeah.
Yeah.
That is just the way, like, he would say her name.
I like the last time.
Yeah. It was pretty good. So there was a lot of fun humor in that. You can tell Ryan Reynolds really enjoys the role.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like Josh Brolin was really enjoying that role. Which is kind of funny. A guy like Josh Brolin, you wouldn't think would be in not one, but two comic book movies.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny. And technically, he's been in three, if you want to count Old Boy, because that's an adaptation of a movie that was an adaptation of manga. Four. What would be the...
Jonah
four?
Hex.
Oh, that's right. I forget
that. He hated that shit.
I forget that movie exists.
Yeah, I know. It just dawned on me because I was thinking back to the Nerdist podcast when he was on. It was like, yeah, I hated him. was it the making of, or was it the story, the end product? All of it. Yeah. I hated it. It was terrible. Like, I can't blame him because it was kind of a... screwed over movie, in all honesty.
That, yeah, but he kind of had to take it, because that's when he was kind of, like, coming back, because, you know, he did all those kid movies, and it seemed like he kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And it was No Country for Old Men that really brought him back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, he was still at that point in his career, I guess, where, you know, you couldn't really, beggars couldn't be choosers, like,
yeah,
you do the big blockbuster to make money, and mm-hmm. then you do the passion project.
Yeah, exactly, like that. That's how but that should be.
I do like it how Ryan Reynolds' passion project is Deadpool.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Which I really, really hope that if the Disney and 20th Century thing goes through, I don't care if they wipe all the other X-Men shit clean, leave Deadpool.
You know, I think he makes too much money for them to just wipe it away.
Yeah, makes too much money off of such a small budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what also I like about the Deadpool movies. It's very contained in, like, one or two areas. You're not... Mm. We're not traveling all over the world or the cosmos.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on, say, like, Avengers. But I do kind of like, it's its own thing on, like, other superhero movies.
It's contained.
Just stays in a small area because of their budget, which is fine. And they just kind of do their own thing, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I don't have to worry about a ton of characters. I don't have to worry about a ton of locations.
Yeah.
I don't have to remember where we're at. And I always like how these are nondescript locations, too, because where Deadpool takes place,
mm-hmm.
no idea. It could be Canada. It could be New York. It's just a nondescript city because you don't see, with the exception of the opening where he, like, was in Japan and China just doing, like, a quick
He was going all over the world. Yeah, which that montage was, like, half of the previews and commercials.
Yeah.
Which, if you think about it, it's like, oh, all those shots, those are in the, that's, like, the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. So I like how they keep it in, like, a one nondescript city, which is also kind of like the comic books, because the only time you ever see where Deadpool's really at, usually if he has to be somewhere in particular, or if he's working with other Marvel superheroes.
Yeah, kind of like when that one issue of the Hulk that I bought just because Deadpool was on the cover, and he was trying to chase down the Hulk, and he was working with old man Steve Rogers, and he got his ass kicked, but it was like nondescript desert.
Yeah, I do love it when Deadpool works with Cap and Wolverine, because those are his two heroes.
Yeah.
So, he, especially like Cap, he has like this hero worship over Cap, and it's always funny in the comics.
Mm.
But one thing I'd like, so don't really put Deadpool in the MCU when the merger's complete, but maybe have him show up in a cameo in one of the films.
Yeah.
Which I think, if they do another Thor with Taika Waititi, I think that would be a good place for him.
Yeah.
And just basically, like, Thor's like, who are you? He's like, what do you mean, who am I? I've been here all along. And we just see scenes from all the Avengers movies.
In him
and
the background.
Deadpool in the background, like, helping out doing something. But not necessarily working with the team. Like, in the Battle for New York, you see him, like, shooting an alien while eating chimichanga or helping civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And then Age of Ultron, you just see him running away.
Yeah.
You know, just do something funny, like, just, like, a quick clip in the background.
See, in my mind, I've already imagined, like, some huge battle with Thor and a big bad. Thor gets knocked through, like, some stuff, and then he knocks, like, the top off of, like, a porta potty, and it's just him taking a shit. He's like, what the shit?
Or he's just shitting in his own toilet, and Thor flies right by him. Like, I think that would be a lot of fun.
They'd be like,
just
what the fuck?
Do that.
Whatever.
And that's why I think, like, doing it, like, if they continue with the Thor movies with Taika Waititi, that'd be a good spot. I would say James Gunn would be a good spot, too, but I don't want to see Deadpool in space. I think that's when you jump the
show. I mean, I would also love to see a couple of other cameos in his movies if they continue to make them. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind, like, kind of like what they did in this one at the school.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'm not going to spoil that cameo.
It's too good to spoil.
Just like the one X-Force cameo that's not in the trailer.
X-Force cameo that's not in
the
trailer.
The one you told me to watch for?
Oh, yeah. He was parachuting?
Yeah.
Can't spoil. It's funny. We said spoilers, and we were trying not to spoil it.
Well, no, we just said spoilers in case we do spoil something.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't want to spoil some of the jokes.
Yeah, because so, like, there's a lot of good things that I feel like if we did spoil, that'd be really shit.
Yeah, because if you spoil a joke, it's ruined.
Yeah.
But like, if like you didn't see Avengers, and you probably have by now, it's made all the money. But like, if we told you, yeah, the snap where half the which superheroes died at the end. That's like you kind of like, well, I knew people were going
to
die.
I still can't even find the app that people were using to make those pictures either.
I'm annoyed by those pictures. Don't do it.
Yeah. I can't find it, so it didn't matter. I'm over it now, so yeah. It didn't matter.
Because everyone was doing it. And one thing that ticked me off about that is like people were doing it with characters who didn't get snapped away.
Yeah.
It's like, no, if your cosplay was one, it's fine.
There's only one of those memes that people use that app for that I liked. And it's
Sidney Crosby.
There's that one. Okay, two. The other one that I liked is in the toy groups that I'm in. They're like, oh, it's a picture of somebody's wallet. It's like, hey, I just got paid today. Oh, no. It's going away.
I don't want you to go, Mr. Washington, Mr. Benjamin. So Deadpool was a hilarious movie. I think at this point though, we might get into a little more spoiler territory because we're gonna talk about it in more detail. So stop the video right here. Watch later. Come back after you've seen the movie. But it did dethrone Avengers this week.
But I saw an article saying that it was falling short of its opening weekend for the first Deadpool.
But the first Deadpool was a February opening.
Also
this is
true.
A May opening.
Yeah.
With people
right.
Still going to go see Avengers.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the thing. It's like when you have a movie that's a surprise hit in the winter.
Yeah.
And then you move it up to summer.
It's not going to do the same. No,
yeah, especially if it's on the coattails of something that was doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still going to go see Avengers Infinity War. People are still seeing it multiple times, even though we haven't gone back a second time. But I just...
There's no time in the day.
Just
not enough hours in the day, not enough days in the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, I'm sorry, not enough days in the weekend.
The thing is, we still had a theater by us.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Like, once they rebuild the theater, it'll be more... Because we got to go 10 miles one way, 10 miles the other way.
Yeah.
And with traffic, you know, that's going to take like 30 minutes probably.
Yeah. Plus, and one of those theaters just annoys the shit out of us.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like an hour of travel time, basically, to get to the theater. So, it's a 3-hour movie plus the hour of travel time. That's 4 hours. So, we can't really do that on a weekday.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we still have the theater right by us, that's like a 5-minute travel time.
Missed that. Regal! Finish that theater!
I don't think the new one's a Regal.
I thought it was. Oh, whatever. Whoever's making that new theater, finish it, please.
Have they even started building it yet?
Probably not.
God damn it.
Yeah. Now, all I know is it's going over by those buildings by Patty's.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up on like the county website. Because that's annoying. Because that theater
was
right by us. It was a shitty theater.
But that's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted to go there.
Yeah, because I can't remember which Marvel movie it was.
We've seen a few.
Well, no, but I'm saying like, I literally picked Sean up from daycare. On a Friday, and we went right over to the theater and saw the movie like 5 minutes later.
I feel like it
might have
been Winter Soldier for you guys. Because I didn't see that one with you at that theater. It might have been Winter Soldier.
I feel it was a bigger one. It might have been Age of Ultron.
Oh. It could have.
I want to say it was an Avengers movie. I know it was in the first one because I remember it was you, me, Sean, Sean's mother. I think Izzo, or Devin, or Keenan. Can't remember.
You just named all of your black friends.
Because it was black. I don't want to sound racist. I know it was definitely you because you were living in Stafford.
Okay.
But that's why I can't remember who it was. It probably wasn't Devin, because he was probably in New York at the time. But it was somebody who had to come down to watch the movie with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I named those three is because those are the only three who would have done that, just regardless of, like, race of friends.
Mm.
Those would be the only three
who
would have
come back to
see that movie.
Well, it probably wasn't Devin, because I would have had to pick him up.
Okay, so...
He wasn't driving at that point, even if he was...
I want to say it was Izzo. Because I would feel Izzo would have been more likely to go see that than Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically the only friends of ours who would have come down.
Process of elimination.
Yeah. Ooh, so yeah, it just happened to be all three black friends.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case. It was the three friends who I knew would come down and drive. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think it was Izzo. Might have been Keenan, because we could get him on a Friday, Saturday.
So down there.
If
as long as he gets the drink, he's
as
fine.
Long as he gets rum or Limeritas, he's good.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
That's why I named those three, because yeah, those are the only friends we'd go see movies with anyways at the time. Like,
yeah.
Now it's expanded.
Yeah, I mean, Phil wasn't living here at the time, though I don't think we'd gone to see a movie with him.
Yeah, and because I was married at the time, I wasn't really hanging out with the Fanny people, so it wouldn't have been any of them.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, process of elimination, who could it be? And it was a point of time where Devin might have still been living in Virginia.
Yeah, but toward the tail end, that's when he wasn't driving anymore. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it might not have been him. He's like the least of, I would say, a likely of all those.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it was Izzo. Almost certain. But I can't really remember. But yeah, that was a crap theater, but we could go see like blockbuster movies and not worried about it being packed usually.
Yeah.
Because people would go to the other nicer theaters that were a little bit further away.
Yeah. Though even if it got a little bit busy, and like there was enough room because shit, no, like not a lot of people like going there, but I liked it. That's why I liked it.
The only thing
it reminded me of like the shitty theater I used to live by in when I was growing up, and the multiplex.
The only thing I didn't like about it was if you were seeing like a less popular movie and it was in one of their smaller theaters, the aisle was in the middle, so you couldn't get a seat in the middle. All the seats were off to the side.
Oh yeah,
that shit would piss me off.
That did annoy me.
Did you know me? I try to get like in the exact center.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of irritated me, but kumsa.
Yes.
And also, like, sometimes, like, for the bigger movies, I would also go see it at a nicer theater, too, for the nicer picture and sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not to say that we didn't go to nicer theaters.
Yeah, but at
just,
the same time, it was nice, like, because, like, especially, like, midnight screenings, but they don't really do that anymore now, because they'll do, like, a 7 o'clock screening the day before.
Yeah.
But, like, midnight screens, because we saw Dark Knight Rises there.
Did we see it there? I thought we saw it at,
No, we saw it there. No, we did, because I remember because we went to either Mix or Ruby Tuesdays for a drink.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
then we
went to go see the movie. Yeah, yeah.
And then
I just remember that drive being longer for some reason.
That's because it was probably close to like 3 o'clock in the morning. I think that was like a 2-hour movie.
Probably.
You gotta think with trailers and stuff like that, it's probably like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's just, it's just a nicer like location for us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why when they tore it down, it would have been nicer if they built a new theater there and not Whole Foods, and then the Whole Foods where they're building a new theater.
Yeah.
Because I don't give two shits about Whole Foods.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that you could, that Amazon lowered some of the prices and you can get the delivery from them, but.
Yeah, the only.
They haven't freaking built it yet, so. Yeah.
The only thing I'm, like, excited about Whole Foods is, and because I've only shopped at, like, one Whole Foods, and that's by the beach, they've got a really good beer section.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. At least the one in Outer Banks does.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever shopped at a Whole Foods. I think I've been in there once, and then I quickly realized they weren't like a Giant or a Target, and they weren't going to have what I needed. Because it wasn't food that I needed. It was something like for my car.
Yeah. But so, yeah, they got a really good beer section, so that's the only thing I'm really excited about Whole Foods, because I'm probably not going to do a lot of shopping there. Might get some like fresh meat there, because, phrasing, I hear like their meat section's pretty good too, but like I said, never really shopped there. I only bought beer there once on the way down. And the only reason why I stopped there was because like I was the last one to arrive to the beach, and I got a call from Keish, hey, can you pick up a 6-pack of whatever? So I was like, yeah. So when I went and saw what they have, I was like, oh, well, let me get this for myself.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely check it out if there's anything worthwhile.
Welcome to Grocery Talk.
Yeah.
But we're lamenting on the old theater. But yeah, I would definitely go see a lot more movies on my MoviePass. If MoviePass would fucking hate us if that theater was still here. Because we probably would go every day.
Probably.
Or at least every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once baseball's over and I'm looking for time to fill.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, Deadpool was good. Because I really don't want to spoil any of the jokes. Because there's things I want to talk about. So yeah, this right here, okay, we're starting right now, spoiler heavy. We're going to spoil some jokes.
Yeah, let's not forget about the last time we said spoilers.
Yeah, this time I really mean spoilers.
Yes.
So, but I figure anybody who's stuck around now has done it, but...
Or they would write notes about taking groceries.
Yeah, what was your favorite gag?
Oh, my favorite gag... every time they talked about, spoiler alert again, Black Tom Cassidy.
That's pretty funny.
Because every time, Deadpool just kept making his relationship closer and closer.
That and also screwing up his name. Is it African American Tom Cassidy?
He's like Black Tim, Black Todd. I don't know. All I remember is he's African American.
Yeah. And when Cable killed Black Tom Cassidy,
he's like, killed Black Tom Cassidy.
You racist. And he kept on the racist bit too at the end.
It devolved into him getting closer and closer to Black Tom Cassidy in his mind to Cable's a racist.
Yeah, at the end he was like,
I'm not racist, you idiot.
He was like, somebody who's lucky, sociopath, a racist, all come together.
A splash of diabetes. Whatever, that phrase killed me every time. A splash of diabetes. What is a splash of diabetes? Obviously it's Fire Fist. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck.
My favorite gag was when they just killed off all of X-Force.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you?
Because when you saw X-Force in the trailer, a lot of people got hyped, and they probably did this on purpose.
Yeah.
A lot of people got hyped for, like, an X-Force spinoff, and I think Josh Brolin and Ryan Reynolds kind of talked it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
here's the thing. If they did an X-Force spinoff, out of the team that they had in this movie, well, I wouldn't mind seeing Peter. But, like, the characters that he had, minus Shatterstar, because I guess I'm the only Shatterstar fan.
You are.
Freaking, I would have hated to see them in a freaking movie. Like, outside of, the titular characters from this movie.
Yeah.
It's like, Bedlam, I don't know who you are. I like Terry Crews, but I don't know who your character was. Freaking, Bill Skarsgård's character, I don't know who he was, but, anything with Bill Skarsgård, I'm fine with.
Yeah, I know the character, I'm picturing him in my mind, the comic book, but... Yeah.
Though, Vanisher.
Vanisher, as played by Brad Pitt, that was great.
That was so great. I like how his only cameo...
Hits the line.
Yeah, his cameo was solely to just be electrocuted in power lines, by the way.
I just like how Deadpool kept calling Paul Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Sugar Bear, I'll protect you.
I like it, the post-credits scene.
Where he saves him?
Yeah. The only one he saves. Yeah.
No! Run home, Sugar Bear!
We're not X-Force! No X-Force! Okay, this was actually pretty scary, so I'm gonna go home. Be sure to give Domino my email address. I'm like, okay.
Speaking of Domino, I was impressed by that actress playing Domino.
Yeah, Zazie Beetz.
I've never seen her in anything.
Apparently she's in Atlanta.
I keep meaning to watch Atlanta.
Same here.
I do love Donald Glover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just haven't because...
I don't know when it's on.
Well, no, it came on when we cut the cord on cable before we had any streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I missed the entire first season. And it was just one of those things like I had... The idea of binging nowadays to me, it overwhelms me. I just like when I get behind by like two seasons on something, I'm just like, I get crippled by fear that I'm never going to catch up.
I don't like binging just because of the fact that I usually would have to carve out some time.
Yeah.
And that's something that's just kind of hard to do as you get older.
Yeah, because like, if I've got stuff on that I've seen before, like Scrubs, or like How I Met Your Mother, I can have it on in the background and be doing other things.
Yeah, you can do
And because I've seen those episodes and stuff like that, I can visualize, like when I hear the lines,
yeah,
I know what they're talking about. Just like when I'm at the gym around my lunchtime, How I Met Your Mother's always on FX, and I usually put one of the TVs on that, even though I'm listening to music.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times, like, I can just see them without the caption.
Yeah.
I know almost exactly word for word what the characters are saying.
Hell, I throw One Punch Man on all the time. Well, not lately, but, I will throw that on, even if it's in Japanese.
But yeah, we're getting off topic again, But yeah, the actress who played Domino, because I never really cared about the character Domino in the comics anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wasn't one of those people who were like, oh, they changed their race. I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't care about this character.
I was surprised, and then I was curious. I wasn't going to get all huffy and puffy about
Just the way she played the character, I think it's another thing like I talked about with The Force Awakens with Finn. Mm-hmm. I don't think they set out to cast a black actor for the role.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of cast a wide net to find the right Domino, and she hit it because I don't think anything about her character in the movie makes reference to her being black.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't even think of a line about her being black.
Though I love her line, I should have finished college.
Yeah. Like, nothing about her character or, like, anything said to or about her character makes me think, like, oh, they, while they were writing the script or deciding to cast it, like, we have to get a black actress. I honestly think with Domino, they're like, let's just see who we get. Let's just, like, send out a casting call, and who comes into audition for it, we'll pick the best actress. That's what I think they did for this. Which, again, like, if they do that with movies, as long as, like, the character... The characters, as long as the character's ethnicity or race isn't essential to the character, I don't mind them like trying to find the best actor for the character. I can get why that can anger some people if they really love the character. Like, I can honestly say I've never met like a diehard Domino fan.
I mean I had nothing against the character. I just knew nothing of her because I didn't really read X-Force.
I had read a couple of X-Force comics.
I mean, I have a couple,
I, the character just never made an imprint on me. It's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Though this,
I always thought she looked dumb with the either white makeup or just pale white skin and the black around her eye.
Yeah, I actually thought she looked kind of cool, but it never really drew me in outside of
that. Well, I think her character was so 90s because she was very 90s. A female Deadpool. She had the really tight suit with all the pouches.
Though she had Longshot's power. That is Longshot's power.
I think Domino's power is luck also.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that they had the same power until, like, the movie.
I never knew what her power was.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought she was a mercenary.
Yeah, and her luck power, like, when she's, like, trying to board that convoy was hilarious.
Oh, man. Like, the way they actually manifested her power in the movie was actually really good.
I just like how Deadpool's arguing with her.
The entire time?
The entire time. Like, it's going on. It's like, it's not very cinematic. And then doing all these cinematic things around her.
Yeah, as all this shit happened.
And actually, the interview process for the heroes, I didn't think it would actually be in the movie or as long as it was, like it was in the trailer. I thought that was something shot for the trailer. Because that just seemed like something they just came back and shot.
Yeah.
And maybe they did. Maybe it was shorter, but they shot a bunch of things for the trailer.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, and they just threw it in the movie. Yeah. They're like, this is funny.
I did like Dopender's reaction to Peter getting hired for X-Force. God damn it, smash! Dopender, I'm glad that they didn't go overboard with him.
Yeah. I did like him when he was showed up for the final battle, and as soon as he saw Juggernaut, he just ran away.
He's like, my hands and skin are so soft. I'm gonna go back to the car now.
Yeah, you should go back to the car now.
I'm gonna go back to the car.
Oh, no, it was after Juggernaut threatened either shove Dopender up Deadpool's ass or Deadpool up Dopender's ass.
Dopender up.
One of them was getting shoved up the other's ass, and that's when Dopender was like,
I gotta go. My hat's just too tall, but too soft.
Yeah.
Okay. The headmaster of the school, was he a character?
I don't remember what his name was, so I can't.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because I looked on IMDb, it just shows the actor, it does not show his character's name.
I don't know if they gave him a name, I just think they called him headmaster. I actually thought he might turn out to be Sinister in the end, because I thought that would have been a cool twist.
Yeah.
Like, when the kid's about to kill him, he turns into Sinister or something like that. But his character actually reminded me of,
Was that, like, a priest?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's from God Love, Man Kills. It was basically who Stryker's character was based off of in the second X-Men movie.
Okay.
And I can't think of that
character. Well, I thought Stryker was a character, too.
The way he
carries himself for the most part.
In the second one,
okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
About trying to get rid of all mutants and stuff like that, and using that amplified Cerebro type thing to kill mutants, because that's basically out of God Love, Man Kills. Mm-hmm. So that character, I don't think that character, that might have been William Stryker in the comics, but I don't think it was. Because it's been 2 decades since I read God Loves, Man Kills, maybe even longer than that. Because I know that came out in the 80s, and I got that. So, actually, it might have been 30 years, because I think I got that in, like, the 90s. But I know Stryker's character was based off of him for that movie.
Yeah.
And so that headmaster kind of also reminded me of that character, which I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Cause like,
I'm looking it up right now.
Because, like I said, they don't have the IMDb... on IMDb, they don't have the character's name for that actor, though it's hilarious to me that they don't have his character's name, but they have Brad Pitt listed as the Vanisher.
Yeah.
Which I think they just added that, because that wasn't there the other day. So that was interesting. But yeah, Domino was great. I really like how they did Domino. Her fight scenes were actually pretty cool. Like the fight scene in the what was that, orphanage and hospital?
That was an orphanage, yeah.
Yeah, the orphanage. That was really, really... That was done very well.
Yeah, the Reverend William Stryker. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a reverend, but at some point, but okay. I didn't read as many comics as Josh.
That's what I thought, but I was like, let me check.
I read comics.
But the way they've used Stryker in all of the X-Men movies, he's been the head of Weapon X, which I didn't think was right, but I couldn't, you know, it was one of those things like, I haven't really read a lot of X-Men comic books since the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny, like, most of the X-Men comic books I read in the 90s were X-Men classics from, like, the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the 90s X-Men. Because I think I stopped reading X-Men right after Age of Apocalypse.
I would say, well, I stopped reading comics pretty much altogether for the first time after Onslaught.
Because Age of the Apocalypse was such a letdown to me and by the end of it, that I was just burned out on X-Men. So, because it's not a bad story, but it's just like the conclusion of it, and it's just kind of like, sigh.
Though now I'm wondering what Deadpool would have been like in Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, because he was not a part of that, even though he was in the X-Force comics.
But he wasn't the iteration that he is now.
No.
He was still the original iteration, which was just a straight up, Deathstroke
assassin, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he didn't become like a comedian until the late 90s, early aughts.
Until he got his own series, right?
No, he had his own series as like an assassin.
Did he?
Yeah, because he had like... Remember when Man Without Fear came out with like the foil covers and stuff like that? Gambit had one too. Deadpool had a 4-issue miniseries too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Because I have like... I think I have the first issue of Man Without Fear. That's the one with Silver Sable on the cover, right?
Not the first issue, I don't think. The first issue, no, of Man Without Fear... is because it's drawn by John Romita, and it's where Deadpool's holding his dead dad.
Oh, Deadpool, you know what?
Daredevil.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of the wrong Daredevil story, because I'm thinking of the one where he got the gray and black.
No, that's gray. Man Without Fear.
Is it Man Without Fear?
But yes, Silver Sable being on the cover. That's not the first issue.
Okay, it might be like the second issue then, because I think I still have it. I'll look for it.
Yeah, because I think Silver Sable's in that series, and I'm trying to remember because again. Been like 30 years since I read it.
Yeah, I know, right?
But yeah,
I was playing Sega Genesis back then. So.
I do remember the cover though. Remember the cover of the first issue. But yeah, Deadpool, hilarious movie. Go see it. Go see it if you like the first Deadpool. If you didn't like the first Deadpool, you're not gonna like this one.
I hear Book Club is out.
Yeah, Book Club's out. You can go see that or Best in Show, a dog movie, because Will Arnett apparently doesn't say no to anything.
He likes money.
I guess he does, man. Or he's got a gambling debt.
You know, with the fact that he's doing that talking dog movie, he might have a gambling debt.
Because the thing is, like, for every good Will Arnett movie there is, he has, like, 5 really shitty that should be direct-to-DVD movies. It's amazing.
Yeah.
For a guy who's so funny and has such great... Maybe his alimony to What's-Her-Face from Parks and Rec is so high.
Oh, maybe Paul.
Yeah. Because like, for such a great comedic talent that he is, with such great comedic timing, he does a lot of shitty movies.
Well, there's another season of Arrested Development coming out, so
maybe
he's got
that. Just shitty to work with, and so he can't get good roles.
You know, I could easily see that being the...
The sad thing is, I could easily see, like, the character Job just being him. Just who he is.
It probably is.
Like, and I'm not even trying to make it, because I don't know... Will Arnett.
Yeah, I don't know him.
I'm not gonna shit on him. But it's just kind of like, just it boggles my mind the shitty movies that he's in. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
You're so good and talented. Why are you doing these bad movies and not doing anything worthwhile?
I can't even remember if I liked The Brother Solomon.
I never saw it.
It was him and the other guy from Beer Fest. One of the.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, it just did not look good to me. Like. The last movie I remember seeing him in where he was the main character was Lego Batman. And then before that, the Ninja Turtles.
I was going to say Ninja Turtles because I forgot he was Lego Batman.
Yeah, he's the voice of Lego Batman. And he was good in that, like...
I like him as Lego Batman.
So, I'm getting a phone call back. I think Sean might be home. Alright, so I think that's a good place to wrap. So, go see Deadpool. Good movie. Good night, Tokyo.
Good night.